to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tracy, will you please call the roll?
Alderman Garriga.
He is here.
Halloran.
Here.
Moranti.
Here.
Nizan.
Here.
Rosenthal. Sarar.
Here.
Trombley.
Here.
Walker.
Here.
Wallace.
Here.
Wolf.
Here.
President DPHO.
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay. Can I have an introduction to dispense with the reading of the minutes of the June 15th and June 30th meetings and to place them on file? Ryan, and a second, please. Sure, should I beat you to it, Jane? I'm sorry. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Committee reports are on your desks. May I have an introduction to place the committee reports on file? Dewan, can I have a second, please? Shersha. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. We have the two communications, which you've probably read by now, but I'll mention them. One is in support of the Pocketbook Factory development, and the other, it's a statement which I do recommend you reading if you haven't, regarding the truck traffic feasibility study from a group of Claverock residents. Can I have an introduction, please? Ooh, tough. I think Eileen was first, and Ryan, you can be the second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
We sure are. On WGXC 90.7. The motion carries. The list of bills is on your desks. Any questions?
Anything
to do? No, I don't think so.
What's
that? Oh, Jeffrey Baker?
No, they seem...
Lawyers, more lawyers. Sorry.
Lawyers got some money.
When was the rosary?
That was the Memorial Day flowers.
No, I was asking where were they set? Where were they placed?
On the graves in the cemetery. Okay, can I have a introduction, please, to pay the bills? Eileen, and I'll take Rebecca as a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Say that again? Him and Shroud, that's Elena, that's an attorney.
That's a labor attorney.
Labor attorney.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. The resolutions that were introduced last week first. This is to appoint Claudia Bruce, Commissioner of Deeds. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution, excuse me, is accepting two donations on behalf of the fire department. $400 from the county and $1,100 from the hose company across the street.
Okay.
Hoyt's Rat. Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, it's just. Can I have a, any comments or a roll call vote? We'll have a roll call vote.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution, which has also been introduced already, is authorizing the city to accept the Burn JAG grant funding of $30,000.
This is on the DD report?
Yes.
And where is the money going?
It is going to... No, it's training for the police department. I guess it goes to the city.
Which has to be used for police?
But it has to be used for this, yes, exactly. Oh, Michael, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, I believe the money is going to the mayor's office today for a consultant to train.
Ah, thank you.
And is the training going to be exactly what's listed here, or is it going to be something that can be created?
I believe it's what's listed in the resume, yes.
Okay. Anything else? A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is appointing Rich Volo to the Conservation Advisory Council. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution, authorizes the mayor to sign a contract with Beautiful Racket, who are providing programming this summer camp.
And the $4,290 comes from where?
The budget, I mean the youth department budget.
Is that going to make them short of something in the future?
No, no. This is part of their budget for programming. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is accepting $25 as a donation to the youth department. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
And the last of the previously introduced resolutions, is transferring money from the concession stand at the summer program to more lifeguards. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, new resolutions. The first of the new resolutions, you may recall that we decommissioned a portion of Montgomery Street abutting the property owned by Ben Fain at Kitty's. Now we are approving the actual sale of that property to Ben Fain. Any questions from the council first?
Can you just... Oh, it's $50,000.
That's right.
When was the appraisal?
Yeah, we got the appraisal. It was about a month ago, not even.
Okay.
It's fresh. Believe me, it's fresh. I'm sure it's based... I have a feeling it's based on another property that was just recently sold in the area. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't have been worth that much.
It was dated May 17th.
May 17th, there you go.
Thank you.
So this is a good price for us.
Is this by the street?
It's no longer a street. We already...
Yeah, it's already...
We decommissioned it. It's a dead end that is next to his property.
And there are no city water lines?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just this little tiny piece.
It's a small one.
You wouldn't even know it was...
That had $50,000, a lot of money for a little tiny piece.
If you want. It's a very strategic...
What's he gonna do with it?
It's gonna plant a lot of trees there, I think. So that there'll be a more private space in the back of Kitty's. I believe that's his goal. A fence? No.
Does this also combine with his existing property, or is it remain a separate lot?
I don't think that does that matter.
To go to different properties.
He'll probably buy it.
Yeah.
Are you asking if it's contiguous to his property?
No, that if the sale goes to him, though, will it be combined with his property since it's sort of an offset city piece to start? So, like, for taxable purposes, does that become one contiguous property?
Yes.
Together?
Yeah, I believe it does. I believe that it then becomes part of... Yeah, it's an extension of the land he already owns.
Okay.
Jed?
No, I think that's right.
Okay, we've solved that. Any further discussion? Public? Okay, can I have an introduction, please? Jane. And Dewan, a second. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Present Di Pietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Ka-ching. Next. This is a resolution supporting an application, you know, these letters that we submit for people who are applying for various grants. This is a group called the Hudson Valley Collaborative, and what they're doing, they're not asking us for any money or anything like that. They just want our support. And what they're doing is, some of you may recall, I don't know how many years ago it was, maybe 5 or 6, students from Cornell did a project about climate resilience at the waterfront. This is to take those projects and sort of take them to the next level and see if any of them are actually doable. And that's what they're trying to get a grant for. Any questions?
Hudson Valley Collaborative.
It's Kaya Kuhl. You know Kaya Kuhl, who's done a lot of work for us? It's her group. No, it's just their group. It's not a student project.
So if the grant is received, who is the ownership of the grant?
They have it. It's their grant.
Okay, and that to be spent on the city?
I'm sorry. Well, to be spent. Oh, sorry. The district is defined as the waterfront district. Right. It has to be spent on that. On that.
Can I just ask? So it says it's booked in the planning process. In 2016, the planning process, which focused primarily on privately owned parcels surrounding South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But they're not going to be included in this.
Okay, so what are the parcels that are, do you know?
Yeah, the waterfront that we own. Hudson River Waterfront.
Hudson Riverfront Park.
Oh,
sorry. Oh, yeah, sorry, I thought that was...
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I think it's the next two whereas paragraphs,
right?
The Riverfront Park and the
long, it just says along.
Right.
Down
in other words, the students just imagined for the entire area.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, this is more practical, and they can't take property, private property. Can I have an introduction, please? Shersha, a second. Dewan, a roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Present Di Pietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution, which we actually did discuss previously, it's to restore the 1.5 raise to the police, which they had originally foregone. Is that a right word? Foregone. And that's what it is. Any questions?
Where is this money coming from?
We created a contingent account in the budget to cover this.
Where did that money come from?
Your taxes.
So this is the regular raise that happens?
Yes.
In their contract that happens?
This is the regular raise that they were willing to defer because of the pandemic, and now we're restoring it. Nope. Roll call. Oh, I'm sorry. I need an introduction. Eileen, a second. Ryan, a roll call vote, please, Tracy.
So this would have happened regardless?
Correct.
If it wasn't for COVID?
Correct.
Alderman Kariga. I'm sorry.
Abstain.
Halloran?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Mazan?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
I don't have an abstain as well.
Present DiPietro?
Aye. Okay.
Carried.
The next resolution is just a clean up technical matter. A city-owned parcel was taxed by mistake, and this writes it off.
Was it paid?
No. Wait, does that mean it's been paid, Jeff, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can speculate what it is, but I'd rather not.
Okay.
Because I could be wrong. I think it's because the city's the assessing authority.
Uh-huh.
Set the assessment on it and had it set it on its own property as the authority to
remove it.
If you would have said it was a wrong assessment.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's what I assumed it was.
Where's the, probably wasn't paid.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What is it sitting there? This is an outstanding.
Right, we're writing off a debt to ourselves.
Okay. I was going to say we
right
on ourselves. Okay.
Exactly.
That's what I'm guessing. What I assume happened is because the city is the assessing authority, it established an assessment and a tax bill on this property, which it shouldn't have done. And so, since it was a payment for ourselves, we're just officially taking it off and saying that was a mistake.
But it wasn't made on it.
I don't think so. Because if it was, we'd be making.
So basically, it was paid, we paid ourselves.
Correct.
Yeah.
An introduction, please. DeJuan, a second. Jane, roll call vote, please. Tracy.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mazan.
Aye.
Rosenthal. I'm sorry. Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker. Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
Present DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is amending the budget for cleaning services at the senior center, which we heard last week from the commissioner, is a mess, and they need to have a dedicated cleaner.
This is the,
one at a time.
I can't. I remember the somewhat of the conversation, and I remember the point that it was needed and necessary. My question is, are they going to hire someone locally, or are they looking to hire a cleaning company?
Robin, any?
Someone locally.
DeJuan, did you have a question?
No.
Okay. Jane.
Yeah. This is an ongoing cleaning, right? Not just the one.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your question.
It's an ongoing cleaning service, not just a one-off cleaning because it's messy.
Well, it'll have to be rebudgeted come September. You know,
so just
we'll
be separate.
One at a time.
Right?
The issue now is that DPW is slated to do it twice a week, so it can only be cleaning Tuesday and Thursday, but if we want to program 5 days a week, we can't function it twice.
No,
it's a switch
so
that they have their own
clinic,
not
DPW.
Oh,
no,
but it's not
DPW.
I guess it'll be next day, right?
Oh,
there'll
be twice.
I don't
week.
Know.
No,
no, it's only 2 hours.
2 hours a day.
Yeah, okay.
It is cleaners and civil service, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be a
appointment.
Oh,
okay. Any more questions? An introduction, please. Ryan, a second. Tiffany. Roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nason.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the next resolution. Is somewhat depressing. It authorizes the city to hire outside counsel to respond to the lawsuit from Verizon. It authorizes authorizes the city to allot upwards of $15,000. Yes, Tiffany. Oh, any questions?
No.
Dominic.
If the lawsuit and we are victorious, can we reclaim any of this money back from Verizon?
No.
Oh, that's what you mean. It's attorney fees, no.
Yeah.
No.
And there's no other resolution other than the legal matter.
Well, they filed a lawsuit, so we have to respond to
that.
These lawyers will evaluate the lawsuit and advise the city if there is a means of a settlement or litigation, continued litigation.
Okay, an introduction. Tiffany, second. Ryan, a roll call vote, please. Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nason.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution allows the treasurer to create a capital account for the work that's being done on the lead service line replacement program that DPW is doing. And it was something created by the New York State Clean Water Infrastructure Act. Question, Tiffany.
Is this for certain parts of the city or for the entire city?
Oh, I think it's probably a specific part of the city, but I do not know which part.
Are we allowed to keep this account open then?
Hold on, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just, I was gonna ask if we could have give us a little, I guess, report at the next informal about how they decide which lines are being replaced and things
okay.
like that, because it just seems a little bit like, is it privately owned?
Privately owned, what do you mean?
Well, just privately, to fund the replacement of privately owned lead water service lines. So I'm just curious.
Should we table this resolution until we hear from the DPW?
You have already approved signing this contract. Doing the program. This is just the mechanics element
yep.
on how to do
it. I just
it.
Want to find out.
What if I don't
no,
work?
And in terms of that, your question, I was looking, we have, this was circulated a while ago, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Private properties in the city of Hudson must be single family homes. Rental properties are mixed use. Industrial, manufacturing, commercial properties are not eligible.
I thought that had been application. I thought that the resident applies for it and then DPW
evaluates
if they
can
come in and repair.
That's
right. I don't know in terms of the outline, but the priority is going to be given to areas where there's a high density of the lead service lines, a high
With what?
I don't believe so.
I think this is like a two-year-old program.
Yes, it's from 19, I mean, 2017, three-year-old program.
Yeah,
just to clarify, I don't have any questions about whether we
right.
have this money.
You would just like to know how it's decided.
I want to build up what Rebecca said, though. I mean, does this create the repository where we can get future monies for other areas that we need as well? Like, once we say this, then that account can be used on a continual basis to keep this remediation happening.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's privately owned, can something like Hudson Terrace be a part of it?
They probably don't need it.
They don't have lead because
they're more recently built.
I think that they stopped using lead.
Right.
I don't know. I know people complain a lot about the taste of the water, the looks of the water. People have been stating that when it comes out, it's yellow, it's brown. And I advise people to boil their water before they even just drink it. So. I would like to know if the Hudson Terraces, even Bliss Towers, could fall under this.
Mm-hmm. We'll have Rob address that at the next month's meeting. Let me just make a note.
And for the record, I spoke to Joe Brandt about working to determine our water system, particularly about how many people are suffering from seizures.
Can I have an introduction? Ryan, and a second. Tiffany, a roll call vote, please. Whose phone is ringing?
Hi.
Oh, Eileen, I'm shocked. Shocked.
Shocked, I'm telling you.
Almagriga.
Aye.
Holleran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
Okay, the next three are Tourism Board grants. The first is a theater group, Cynthia Stevens, and it's called the Bantaba Theater. You may be familiar with it. I think they've done a project before. I think, Tiffany, she was next to you at that last event. She had a table there, remember? You remember? You know what I'm talking about? She had all the books sitting there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But they do a theater project that will be at the waterfront. And at the school, I believe. Unfortunately, without Calvin anymore, I can't give you more information on that. It's a good project. Any questions? Dominic.
When was this voted on?
By the Tourism Board? On their last meeting, which was... When was that?
Thursday?
Thursday night, that's correct.
But
this one had actually been done... This one had a longer story. They started with a $5,000 grant, and then they upped it because they wanted to do more, but then they decided that was too ambitious and they came back to the $5,000 grant.
So in terms of the Tourism Board, does a quorum have to be present in terms of...
There was a quorum.
There's a quorum on Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
How many members were present?
I can get you the... there's only seven members now. So there were four.
Well, there's supposed to be nine, so...
No. When there's seven members, the quorum is four. And as I recall... I'm trying to remember who was there. Ivy, Chris, Cece, and Nia. There were five there.
And we have them set?
Excuse me?
Mia, you said?
Mia, that's her name.
So they're five.
Yep.
So then we'll perform.
Yeah.
So one of the things I have, Tom, is that with some of these resolutions that are coming, like I said, the late minute.
The what?
Late minute. In terms of, and I've asked, in the past, for them to be sent to me electronically,
mm-hmm.
for me to ask questions ahead of time. We have two here.
We have three.
Three here. And another issue I have is that Flag Day asked for money, and from my understanding is that it was kind of dismissed.
Well,
and to this day, and now they're running out of money, that's my understanding. And the Flag Day has already come and gone.
Who's running out of money?
The tourism board. They're down to $21,000.
Roughly there, I think. Well, if we approve these, yeah.
Right. So for them to overlook Flag Day.
It wasn't overlooked. There's just been a transitional problem because of Calvin leaving. So they got a little backed up, and the Flag Day is not off the table by any means.
That's not what what I heard from the meeting.
Okay. What did you hear from the meeting?
That it was, one of my understanding was having reapply in 2022 or put into the budget in 2022.
Okay.
And that Christine Grossman was asked to be at two meetings and was never allowed to present.
She was asked to be a meeting, but she wasn't allowed to present?
Right. As a Zoom meeting, and was never asked to present.
Oh, wait. She wasn't allowed to present? I don't understand what you're saying exactly.
She was there at the meeting and was never asked to present. She was asked to be at the meeting.
She wasn't given the
opportunity to present.
And to news
me,
to me.
And to me, the tourism board is moving forward with things that now the Flag Day happened,
mm-hmm.
and now to me, I think it's a gross disregard for Flag Day.
Okay.
That it's not even being approached again.
Okay.
Into a priority.
Flag Day did happen, right?
Yeah.
But it was very crowded with lots of people and fireworks.
Sure. It was the first open parade we had since connected. So it should have been part of the tourism board, should have been all on top of that.
I think that's probably why they said what you just repeated about having it a priority for 22. That's probably why. To be a priority, you can't rehash a mistake.
You know what I mean? And overlook that they're fun. At least they should have been allowed to present and had to ask. Now there's no guarantee there's going to be money for them to be.
Okay.
So I think that. That should definitely be addressed. I think they should be allowed to present.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they say yeah or no.
Okay.
They should be prioritized and allowed to present. Now, since you're overseeing the tourism board now.
Sort of, yeah.
What was that?
Go ahead.
He said sort of.
Yeah.
I know you're not a voting member, but I understand.
Yeah.
So, but it should be totally addressed before, at least before I say anything, acknowledged for any tourism board funding.
Okay. We got it.
Can I just ask, is Flag Day's organization wanting to be reimbursed from the tourism board for this year's? Or
sure, absolutely. They've done it in the past. I mean, matter of fact, there's resolutions in front of us here. I think that they already spent money out already. They get reimbursed for money. Sure, it's not. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Ryan?
So that was my question. Did you say that the tourism board's budget's down to $21,000?
No, I wish I had the information with me. It was, a lot of it hasn't been, right, that, you know, people haven't submitted all their, that's if everything comes in to actual
so that's what worries
budget.
The total of what's in front of us is $24,000.
Right.
So
what's worth? No, I think Dominic means if we approve these, it would be down
right.
to 21.
Right. Okay, so if these three
yep.
down to 21.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
So, moving right along. Do I have an introduction and a second for this one? The Bantaba Theater. Rebecca and Tiffany. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Same.
Mazan.
Aye.
Sauer.
No.
Trombley.
No,
Walker?
Yeah.
Aye.
Wallace?
Same.
Wolf?
Aye.
Present DiPietro?
Aye. The next one.
Carrot.
It's for the second Saturdays, which have already begun, but this is to fund going further into the future, and they will be working with a number of other groups, including the Open Studio Group and others. Their full budget is appended. I don't know if any of you have attended any of these so far. Questions about this?
Is there more specificity as to where the 16.5 is going?
Right on the next page. No, this is, they're going to do, all together, do 12 months.
Okay, so this is like a complete annual program.
Yep.
Okay.
And like Waterfront Wednesdays, they hope to be able to fund elsewhere in the future. Any other questions? An introduction? Brian, a second? Jane? Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Borrego.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Abstain.
Mazan.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
No.
Wolf.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. And the last tourism board one is a smaller one. It started bigger, but it turns out that they were asking money for something they didn't need money for, which was insurance. So this is to activate the pocket parks. They're going to have vendors and, actually, I take that back, not vendors, but various acts. Musicians. No, I'm sorry, there are a couple vendors as well. In the pocket park, two pocket parks, the one next to Bread Folks down below, and the one next to the former Mexican Radio. As you can see in the description, there are eight vendors, they're all female, and half of them are BIPOC. Operation Unite's gonna help run it, as well as Bindle Stitch Circus, and their ask is for $2,500.
Did you say they asked how many they didn't
need? I'm sorry. Yeah, they originally thought they needed money to cover their insurance, but they don't. It's covered already. So that was removed. The original ask was for $5,000, but they didn't need that much. They only need $2,500.
Are the vendors priority for Hudson?
I'm sorry, what?
Are the vendors priority for Hudson vendors?
What do you mean priority for Hudson?
Exclusively, for vendors that live in Hudson.
I believe all of them are, yes.
Can you get information on that?
I wish they were here. Unfortunately, Chris could not make it tonight. Let's see if we have any.
And it's just for the, I'm trying to read below, second paragraph, budget request, $100 stipend.
For the musicians.
So all eight?
No. This is for... That's just perfect performer for all the different dates. Wait, let's get this straight here. Performer stipend. Yeah, three times. Sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, the budget's proposing to pay, they're giving stipends to performers who are being asked to perform. So $1,800 is to cover the performer's stipend over it.
Right.
Additional $700 is for the portable toilet rental. That's all the budget's going for.
Who's overseeing the money?
Who's providing the...
It's actually being done by a member of the tourism... I mean, overseen by a member of the tourism board, Chris McManus.
So he's in charge of the budget? Well, the budgeting?
Yes.
Did he abstain from the vote?
I don't see any reason why he would have to. He's not benefiting from it.
Could be if he has friends that he...
No.
To eliminate the possibility of a conflict, he should abstain if he's in charge of the money.
There is no possibility of a conflict. He's not
So if I give my friend John $100 for performing, and I'm in charge of the budget.
The performers are not his friends. I mean, I saw the list. I recall the list. They were people who have performed regularly. It's not, unfortunately, he's not here to tell us exactly, but I recall it was people you'd recognize as, oh, Abby Lapin, for example. I'm sorry, what?
Bindlestiff.
Oh, Bindlestiff, yes. Right.
Jeff.
I mean, these are all committed?
Jeff, the payouts will come through the council.
Ah, good point.
Anyway.
The final payouts will have to come through the council anyway.
We're going to be paying expenses
right.
by the charge into this line item.
Right.
So the vouchers will come to the...
Is there an underwriting provision you can put in here about asking for people to be local?
I think, I'm pretty sure they all are.
The thing is, I would just say that, I mean, because if the main idea of it is to provide a venue for businesses that are local, and it says in here, local businesses, don't have a shop on Warren Street, I think even if it happened to be like somebody from Harvard, who still is local and doesn't have, like the idea is to offer.
Oh yeah, there's no.
All of the business owners on Warren Street are not local.
Right.
In my mind, I'm thinking like any musician that was playing, I would want to make sure that somebody was local.
Yeah. Yeah, no, all the performers are local. Jane.
This the porta potty.
Mm.
That's a great idea. $700 seems like not quite enough money.
Is that still
states.
One or two?
I think it's
that's
just for
two, and that's for each date, though.
Right.
That,
true.
That,
oh, for each date.
Yeah, whole for each of the things, so it's not 700 per date, but 700 total.
Right.
So that's 4,200.
No.
No.
700 for all of those dates.
Do you think it's not enough for?
Oh, I'm just curious. The $700 for six dates.
There's only two.
I'm assuming he got an estimate.
Okay.
If he doesn't, he's.
Well, maybe they're not asking.
Yeah, no.
Maybe,
money.
I just, it's going to be a monster. It just seemed like it was too little money. And
Got it.
And that's just for that one the day? The porta potty is going to be there for that one day?
No.
No, we just determined it was
No. But they're going once a week, once a month. So the porta potty is not going to stay there for a month.
Correct. Oh, that, yeah,
oh,
of course.
Come in now.
Oh, right.
Correct.
Correct. That is correct.
I have a question with Dominic. Are you signed with anyone from the people that run Blacklist?
No. My father's a vet in the Korean War. My uncle was a Purple Heart recipient, leading the flag deck. So what is that issue?
Okay, let's not play this out. Can I have an introduction?
Right.
No, it's answered.
Oh.
Sorry, an introduction? Ryan, a second? Tiffany, no? Was that? I can't tell. Was that?
I think
Dewan, second. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Karika.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
I'm sorry.
Aye.
Sarwar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President
DiPietro? Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the next, we're going to get to vote on this law that's been percolating for a while. It's amends our code to make sure that, I just got the wrong one in front of me.
Department of Social Services.
Wait, why I have the wrong things in front of me. How come I have the wrong thing? Oh, okay. I threw these guys. You have one for me?
I
second
one in my original. But
yeah,
I back
I'll give it back. Yeah. So.
Bicycle, alcohol.
No, that's the next one. This one.
That's an introduction. Okay.
Did everybody get it?
I don't have it.
Yeah.
It was given last month. It's laying on your desk.
Oh, I see. We should have it already. Thank you. I know, it's not Zoom anymore, so no, it's not that.
This is the one, Tracy, this is on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And it creates, we've discussed this, this creates a Department of Senior Services.
Takes away the term the agent.
So,
amending the charter, where right now we have a commissioner of aging and no department of aging and no staff and no